Okay.
Lord, you are commander in chief.
Hallelujah. You can sing it with me.
Lord, you are commander in chief of the army of God.
Hallelujah.
Of the armies of God. And we stand here ready for war, to fight the good fight of faith for your will, O Lord. We stand here ready for war, to fight the good fight of faith for your will, O Lord.
Why don't you sing it with me?
Lord, you are commander-in-chief.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you are commander-in-chief of the armies of God, armies of God. And we stand here ready for war, to fight the good fight of faith for your will, O Lord. Yes, we stand here ready for war, to fight your enemy with the good fight of faith. Yes. Oh, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank God that He is the commander in chief of the armies of God. I am so glad. I really think about that often. Though we need our military in the natural, there's nothing like having the commander-in-chief of the armies of God. And I really believe, thank you for muting your phone, I really believe that we need to remind ourselves. A lot of things the Bible will say, and we know from our Jewish friends that they will have these high holy days to put to remembrance. And today, being that it is Palm Sunday, it is a time to put to remembrance. And even though many of us were on this morning, I don't think we can put to remembrance too much, because really our meditation will become the manifestation of our lives. And so as He was preparing me for today, and I know I put it out there already, the title, just the new man for the new day, the new man for the new day. I remember when I was first born again and I would begin to grow, that I thought, am I born again? I don't know if any of you ever experienced that. Like, I know I was born again, but now it's like I really feel born again. But I really believe that what the Christian experiences as they grow in the grace of God is the stature of Christ in them is being built on the inside of them. Just like you may have a faith today that you really did not have years ago, that you're able to exercise for people, for yourself, that you never even considered when you were a young Christian. And as a minister of the gospel, though we're all ministers, that as one that stands in a function of a shepherd, I am reminded so much by the Lord that I was brought here for such a time as this, and that I answered the high holy call that he had for me. And that's why this ministry has always been about encouraging people to answer the high holy call that he has for you. And though a call can start one way and branch as we grow, some people in the body of Christ, I don't believe, have ever really answered the high call that he has for them. And I think we see it in the day that we live in. There are certain people answering and doing things that they probably would have never even thought to do. And I'll get back to that a little bit later. But turn in your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 1. Being a leader in the body of Christ, I really like to watch leaders, because I know they didn't all start there, but I like to watch how they develop themselves and continue to develop themselves. And Jeremiah was a great man of God, and I love what he wrote in verse 5 of Jeremiah chapter 1. And it actually begins in verse 4. It says, "The word of the Lord came unto me." And I pray in this day, even as we go through this message from the Lord and we seek him on a daily basis, that we will really, really realize in this day we're getting the word of the Lord. And really what that means to us doesn't mean we're getting just a scripture. It means we're actually hearing him speak in the moment. And don't you think that the world wants to know what's going to happen here? What's the way to deal with this? This is why we're supposed to pray for those that are in authority, because they need the word of the Lord. And that's why it's wonderful when the body of Christ comes together, because each person has their unique function and how this is going to come to the body of Christ. So it says in verse 5, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." I don't know what you've thought about yourself, but I really exhort my fellow brethren to really look at your own life, that you were foreordained before the very foundation of the world to be brought here for such a time as this. And that means that God has put within you, doesn't mean you can't increase. It doesn't mean you can't learn some things. It doesn't mean you won't have to make some changes. But that he has foreordained us to be here for specific purposes. And this is why on a daily basis we should be seeking him. What is it I need to do now? Do I need to talk to somebody? Is there some place I need to go? And I know now, unless it really is the word of the Lord, we shouldn't be going out and about. And I know some of the body of Christ has pushed the limit, and it's not been pretty what's happened. And I know a lot of people have pushed the limit. And I believe God is merciful, and I do ask for his mercy for those times that people have pushed the limit. But we really do need to know it is the word of the Lord. And so I exhort you, my fellow brethren, to ask the Lord, why are you here for such a time as this? What is it that he needs to work in you? What is it that he needs to work through you? What is the way he wants to use you? The new man for this new day is going to have to take very unique stands. And I'm sure if I let everybody talk right now, you could tell me you're taking stands with your faith in areas you have never really taken such a forceful stand, maybe for your physical life, maybe for your ability to get certain things that you never even thought about it before. But we were brought here to really be that end move of God to bring as many to righteousness as possible. And we have to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us in this day in the way that will look through us. What is the way? What is the unique way that he wants to use us? Because I don't believe he just wants people just locked up in their homes, just for the sake of being locked up in their homes. I believe he's given us opportunities while we're here, whether it is to develop ourselves in certain arenas that we have never developed, whether it's meditating on a certain truth that he has been wanting to work deeply in us, to speaking the word of God and declaring the word of God and getting used to his presence coming forth because we're speaking the word of God. Really, all of this should have been our homeschooling, so to speak. All the things that we've ever learned in church, we should be exercising at home and putting to practice as the Holy Spirit prompts us. And turn over in your Bibles to the book of Revelation. I thought this was interesting. I love the Word of God. I hope the Word of God, the words that God has penned through our forefathers, and the revelations that he gives us are important to you. I've always treasured when he's given me a revelation, but I treasure it even more. In verse 11 of chapter 4 of Revelation, it says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." This is what true love shows mankind and creation, those that love animals. John and I were watching a special on the Grand Canyon, which was fascinating, and then one with wildlife, and it just lets me know those that have valued things that God has created and learned from their own mistakes where they didn't value. Maybe they didn't value themselves in being prepared. These people that were watching with the Grand Canyon, they walked the whole Grand Canyon, but they did it in segments. It was quite interesting. And they had opportunities where they almost lost life. But thank God they had somebody with them to kind of help them stay focused. And they chose to acquire as much information before they went out and did that. And I think this is what the Holy Spirit is wanting to do for us right now, is to acquire as much as we need from the Lord, whether it is spiritual understandings, whether it is natural things that we need to know, before we go out and about doing anything, whether it's speaking to somebody, getting the wisdom of the Lord for the day, because the day requires a greater sensitivity to what's going on in other people. Many people that we may speak to, we have absolutely, naturally, no idea what they are entailing. We just may not. And though I'm not just going out just to go out, I was out again and found some paper towels that we needed. I was just impressed to go to this one store, and of course there's the 6 foot distance, but the Holy Spirit, while I was there, I was getting ready to leave, I just turned to this person and said, "How are you?" And they said, "Oh, I'm okay sometimes and not others." And I said, "Well, what do you do for a living?" And they do big entertainment type of work. And as soon as they told me that, I understood they're probably devastated. And the Holy Spirit handed me, without touching the person, give them one of the gift cards. And this person, again, just doubled over. Just an unbelievable experience with what the Holy Spirit is doing with people. I mean, mind you, it was not a large amount. It was Jesus reminding somebody how special they are. And I think this is what's really important as we are around people, is to be so sensitive to the Holy Spirit understanding the way to approach people. Whether they're your neighbors, whether they're your children, whether they're your spouse, whoever it may be, even yourself. I think some people aren't even aware of how what's going on has impacted them. And really, the Holy Spirit is the one that can quicken you, because he's going to show you exactly, and me exactly, what we need to be meditating on. And I think one of the big ones for me is reminding me that he brought me here for such a time as this. He didn't bring us here to torture us. He didn't. He knew that in all of our creation, with all of the gifts that he had given to us through our parents, that we have wisdoms and abilities from him to help in this day. And some of you may feel like your hands are tied, like, how can I use some of these wisdoms? Ask the Lord. Let him show you the way. Like I brought up this morning with Miriam, I have always enjoyed creativity because it is an aspect of God. He is so creative. And since he created and said, "Let there be," and knew exactly what he was trying to form, that he wants to create within us more understandings and more abilities in the way to use the gifts that he's given to each one of us. So I encourage each one of us to take time while you're alone with him and write down the different gifts that he's given to you naturally, spiritually. If you don't know them, sometimes it's good to have the Holy Spirit and a good friend that maybe sees some of these things. And write down these gifts. Lay them down before you and look at them with the Holy Spirit's help and say, "Lord, I know this is the way I've used this gift. Is there another way in this day?" Because as many of us know, there are people that have gifts that have been used in ways that are incredible to help mankind, but all that they're doing is shut down. So I can't imagine what it must be like for them to have these gifts and not be able to use them. And this is where I believe we need to pray for those that are in the sports arena, those that are sports fields, or whatever field seems to be out of work. They need to know the way God can take what he's formed within them and use it for the day. I exhort you to really know yourself and know what you're really leaning on right now. Are you really leaning on the Lord, or are you just waiting something out? Because I believe this is a time of preparation for much of the church that wants to be prepared for when we are released to go out and about doing the Father's business. I don't believe he's going to release us to be afraid of this virus the rest of our lives. I believe he's going to use this to help create within us, because hopefully the body of Christ is taking time with him to be prepared for the aftermath of working with people and how this is impacting generations that have never been impacted by something so dramatic. First of all, he wants us to have a peace of mind. And that peace only comes not because everything is okay and we're told we can go out. That peace only comes because of the triumph that Jesus presented in that prophetic way in riding on the donkey. His triumphant entry, he prophetically walked it out or wrote it out before he actually walked it out. He accepted it. He accepted that he had within him from God himself the ability to walk it out. And I believe that in this time of separation, would you like to come out of this time of being separated and being quarantined? Would you like to come out with a great anointing for healing the sick? Because I believe some people that are getting into the medical profession, they want to see people heal. There's people we've heard that are in medical school. So God's still putting that on people's hearts to want to help. And I was hearing, I think it was in California, that they were trying to release the restrictions. So some of these that are almost at the very end of their nursing could go ahead and get into the field. But I believe that he is preparing us. And I really, really believe we need to know what he is preparing in us. And if your mind is sound with the peace of God, then you'll understand that he has prepared you to carry that peace into the highways and byways when that day comes. The other thing that I was thinking about is the physical health. And our physical health, the reason that we can go to a doctor, if we choose to go to a doctor and trust him that we're going to be okay, or the reason we can stand on the Word of God and trust that we will be okay, is for one reason. And that's because Jesus Christ carried every sickness and every disease on his body. And it's not for any other reason. It's because he carried not only the sickness and disease, but the penalty. And I believe it is a time for every single one of us to take inventory of ourselves and say, is there something that I have been battling in my body that I have not taken to the cross, that what Jesus did for me was enough? This is a great hour to take the time to let the great physician who makes house calls, mind you, he's in your house, he's in my house right now, and he's making a house call to say, is there something that you would like me to reveal to you so that you can walk in divine health? His sacrifice was enough. I just want you to say that to yourselves right now, out loud. Your sacrifice was enough. Because all those stripes that Jesus took on himself was symbolic of every sickness and disease, known or unknown to man. Every type of disease, whether it's an immune disease, whether it's any other type of disease, He took it on the cross. And honestly, I don't really believe a lot of the church ever really thinks about that. And he took the penalty for that. It says that the sins of the Father are passed down from generation to generation. But notice it says it's passed down, but it doesn't necessarily say that it manifests. I believe that the sins from the fall of man do try to pass down. A lot of times they'll say, what is your family's history? And I'm sure you all could say, oh yeah, I've been asked that question. What is my family's history? Well, you don't have to go on a witch hunt. You just have to understand that whatever their history was in Christ, what he did in taking every sin, every sickness, every curse upon him freed us. I just think we should praise the Lord right now. Father, we just thank you for what Jesus did in carrying every sickness and every disease and triumphing over it was to set me free. And I praise you for that, Lord. Because all of those sins had to be paid for by a blood sacrifice. That is the only payment that was acceptable. So it doesn't matter if people think I need to suffer with this all my life because I did this to myself. That's not the sacrifice. The sacrifice was the pureness of the blood and life of Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you, think about that during this holy time of all the wonderful days from the Palm Sunday to the Resurrection Sunday, and you really think about this and think about it and think about it, this truth, which is life, will actually bring life to your physical body. The third thing that he spoke to me about was our provisional well-being. Are provisional. Everything about the new man was meant to be provided for. Why? Because Jesus walked with all the provisions that he needed. He walked it out for us. Our forefathers, our great men and women of God that did outstanding things like the Apostle Paul, they walked it out before us, but they had to walk it out. And so do we. We have to let whatever circumstance comes our way allow the Holy Spirit to show us the way to triumph through it. What's really exciting is the first time you have a supernatural miracle healing-wise. I remember the first time that I was healed of tonsillitis because I grew up with being told by my mom that I had it all the time, and they almost took my tonsils out. And I remember when I finally got hold of what Jesus did, he was wounded for that tonsillitis. He was bruised for it. He took it on the cross. I don't have to have it. Wow, I don't have to have it. And the more I would say it, the more it was becoming flesh and bones to me, because all I knew was that's what I had growing up, and that was always an issue with me growing up. And so I just kept thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it and speaking it and thinking about it and speaking it. And I remember I was on the phone with a Christian friend at the time who was a nurse, and I used to ask her to pray with me about certain things. It seems like God's always put a nurse in my life. Sometimes I would ask them questions. It would help kind of route my faith to look at, to be able to see something with my faith, like understanding the cells and how they work in the body. But anyway, we were talking about something, and I just swallowed. And I just remembered noticing I was swallowing. But when I swallowed, there was absolutely no soreness. And I remember looking in the mirror, it was gone. I don't remember when it went, But suddenly, and I believe we are in a day that we can have suddenlies like we have never seen them before because of one reason, a new consecration in our relationship with the Lord. It's not because he can do something new today that he couldn't do yesterday. It's that he is doing new things in us that he hasn't been able to do in the past. The other thing that he talked to me about was just our provisional well-being, that just our needs, all of our needs would be provided for. And he said to remind you that you have, many of you that have consistently given into the things of God, whether it's been this ministry or other ministries all your life, that you have been building a storehouse. Now, I know a lot of people, and we've seen it by trying to get toilet paper and paper towels and things like that, people have been trying to build a storehouse. But really, the storehouse, the most important storehouse, was in giving our trust to the Lord to supply all of our needs. And that's why I never really freaked out that we were getting so low on toilet paper. In fact, we never ran out. We did get what we needed before, but he provided it in a unique way and did so much more than just bring toilet paper. He brought a whole new relationship, a new open door of utterance to be able to talk about the things of God. So he worked it into a very wonderful praise report. But I think it's a day to put to remembrance what you have sown into the storehouse of God. And I take it serious. You know, I'm the head of this ministry that I oversee, but I'm probably one of the first ones that sows into it. And I love giving. Ever since I made the decision that I would trust him, that he provides for me, it has been such a joy to sow into his work and to benefit other ministries that he's led me to. So think about your storehouse today and all that you've sown into it. And maybe you've sown into it, but you never activated it. Do you know that some people give, but they never release their faith that they would receive a blessing? Because I had to be taught that one too. I used to give, but I didn't receive that it was really God that put the giving in me and that he wanted to bless me back. I didn't want to give just to get something back. I was wanting my heart to be right, but he said, Lisa, you can't outgive me. So I believe some of you that have given and given and given, you've not activated fully the return. And I don't just mean in finances. Sometimes you have given and given and given to minister in a certain way. And maybe now you have a need. You have somebody around you that needs help that maybe you don't have the means. God will meet those needs. But our activation of it is to thank him. And just I just want you all to say right now before heaven and earth, Lord, I thank you. I can never outgive you. And that everything that I have ever given into your work that I did not really understand the provisions that you would need me to have as a result of that trust in you, I allow you to bring them into my life now. And I thank you for this. I praise you for this, Lord. The other thing that he was speaking to me about was our holy calling, just what our work is, that we're called with a holy calling. And I don't think a lot of people think about their call as being holy. But if you have heard the Lord for whatever you're doing, it is holy, which means it was purely given to you from the Holy Spirit of God to do. It doesn't matter how small it may seem, if he inspired it, it is holy, and we will be rewarded for those, even small things, or we think they're small. No one can take away our holy call. And I've been thinking about people that have been out of work. And this is what the Holy Spirit said to me. Those that have lost their jobs, that will never come back again. He said, He, the resurrected one, is able to resurrect even a better work for them because their gift and their call will never go away. Think about that. Maybe you need to share that with somebody that has lost it all. And I think that's why I value the creative thoughts of God, because when you are open to the Creator, you're open to let Him give you a whole new thought in the way that He needs to use you. Now, He's still using me as a minister. He's still using me, but it's different. I mean, I love to be with people, but it's different. And I really see that in this different that I'm doing, He's had me put it on social media so other people have access to it, which I haven't done. So I see the little nudge from the Holy Spirit to get it out there, to let people hear that normally don't come here. And I, as a result, I've had people say, I really need your ministry. I really need it. And I have thought, wow, okay, Lord, I see what you're doing here. For you, you just need to ask the Lord. You know, I know Miriam mentioned about Einstein and just the inventions, the creative thoughts that he had, but it really is a time to not sit and mullygrub, but to really sit and be open. And one way to open ourselves up is just praising him. You open heaven, you just thank him, you just thank him that his presence is here. Do you know that he'll give you creative thoughts, not necessarily only when you're asking him, but it's when you're open. I did not ask him to have Jesus appear to me. I did not ask him to give me the dream when I first met Miriam in the dream. I just said, I want to serve you with all of my heart. But I let him choose the way he was going to get that to me. And so let him use whatever way he needs to get things to you or any other situation. The other thing that he spoke to me about was our family. I know my favorite scripture, one of my favorite is, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So how are we walking this out? As for me and my house. Now, in the Bible days, when you look at this, their house had many times not just their own family members, but their helpers, their cleaning people, their cooks. There may have been outsiders, their workers out in the fields. And our faith can expand to others. I know some people, they start with, when they come to Christ many times and they really love their family, that's all they want to do is, I want to pray for my family and pray for my family. They don't really think about anybody else. They don't actually allow the Holy Spirit to give them that deep desire for maybe a next-door neighbor that they do for their children. But I'll tell you, I would not be doing what I'm doing today if I only had the deep love that I have for my children and I didn't let the Lord expand me. Because I'm willing to help people and adopt, like this woman that sent me the toilet paper. I'm willing to adopt her as a daughter. I'm willing to treat her as she was my own. These are things that the Holy Spirit does to us. And really, it is according to your faith, be it unto you. I know some people, they're so focused on their family when sometimes when we allow him to use us with somebody else, then he actually will send another laborer to our family that maybe we just didn't have a certain element of presenting something to them. And so I'm always sewing in to my family personally, but also sowing into others so that God can send the other labors that they need. The next is community. You know, I'm really just sitting back right now with the Holy Spirit and letting him kind of lay things out for me and talk to me about different things. One is the community, because I still have access to social media. I'm thinking about, make sure you're muted right now. I'm very aware of how things are going on. And the Holy Spirit told me to send a message over to my mayor, a private message, telling her how important she was and how valuable she was. And her response was unlike any response I've ever had from her, just how she was touched in the midst of who knows what she's hearing, who knows what she's going through. I'm trying to help keep a city okay. And I think God will open these doors for us as we open to him more and more in this day, understanding I was brought here for such a time as this. Lay out what you have to offer. Maybe you just feel like it's the loaves and the fishes, but Lord, this is what I have to offer you. And show me if there's anything else that you want to develop in me, that when I come out of this time of separation, you can use me out and about in the community. And the next is our nation, praying for our nation. What can we, how can we be part of the solution for our nation? I think we had our eyes open this morning when we were talking about how to pray for our president, that our president would acknowledge God publicly. That was a great revelation for me. In fact, I was trying to go back listening to, had I ever heard him? I know he's talked about prayer, but I thought that was very telling, that we need to pray for him, because anytime you're the head of anything and you bring it before the Lord, he does hear. And we look at our forefathers in the past, you look at leaders in the past that cried out to God, and he was there for them. And so that's what we want to continue to stand in agreement with, that prayer that the Holy Spirit will open the eyes of our president to acknowledge, asking, and that God is the only one that can really solve the larger issue. And there's a way you can do it and present it to a nation without downsizing what everybody else is doing to help. And lastly is the world. I really, for me, when all this happened, it just reminded me why he said, leaders after God's heart, fulfilling all his will around the world. Because I am friends with different people on Facebook around the world. In fact, I had a phone call from the Philippines in the middle of the night one night. I was like, what? Who is this? And it was like 2:30 in the morning, and the person left me a message, and they said to me, as a pastor friend, she said, Lisa, I just want you to know the Lord's told me to pray for America. Well, you know, many of us are praying for America and praying for other countries, but isn't it wonderful that the Holy Spirit is putting our nation on other nations? I think that's pretty exciting. So as you finish out this Palm Sunday, seek the Lord more deeply for you, for your purpose. Seek him for the way he wants to use you in this day and develop you during this time. Seek him on behalf of your children. It is really important to me that I impart to our children at moments that he inspires me. First of all, peace. Peace, knowing that the Prince of Peace can keep them calm as they walk through this. But also that they were brought here as the next generation to be able to carry things, to carry responsibilities that they will need to carry And we need to encourage them and not just say, oh, they're my babies. They really are the next generation. They are the Joseph to our generation. And to our generation, and I believe we need to build them and trust him to give us the words and the open doors of utterance to be able to speak into their lives in a way that they will understand. Praise the Lord. So may you enjoy this day meditating on what the Lord is doing in this hour, what he's wanting to do in you. It's good to write down and make a note. You know, if this message never went public, it helped me. But it's good to write things down that really stood out in you so that you can pick up something and run with it. You know, even as I listen to Miriam's messages, I make notes of things that really struck me because I know how fast the enemy can come and snatch it from us by getting off and doing something else. And it's good also in doing that so that when you want to maybe ask a question, you can go back and remember something specifically because you've jotted something down to trigger your memory. Praise you, Lord. Father, we just thank you and glorify you for your words of life, for your revelations that you've given to us today. Father, I just thank you for greater revelations upon the people of God in this day, greater insights, greater dreams, greater visions coming upon the people of this ministry and the people of God. I thank you for visiting the Tuttles in the night seasons, visiting the Bakers in the night seasons, visiting the Nishimoto's in the night seasons, visiting the Ives family in the night seasons, visiting the Griffith family in the night seasons, visiting the Pate family in the night seasons, visiting the Gonzalez family in the night seasons, and the Santa Lucia family in the night seasons, and all of our children's family. Father, we allow you and we bring this before you that in this day, we invite you to move in our lives more than you ever have moved in our lives. We invite you to move in our families more than you ever have moved in our families. We invite you and welcome you to work in us your will and good pleasure to develop our faith to higher levels than we've ever had, to be able to pray for those that are in authority, to be able to give godly counsel to those that are leaders in this world. And Father, we thank you for the healings and the deliverances that will prevail. And we thank you that your hand is being outstretched over the city of Downey right now. Yes, your hand, yes, of deliverance over our city, keeping this city in the palm of your hand, using this city as a light. You said to me you would use this city to set a standard for the nation. And I continue to bring that before you. And I thank you that you are working in that word and working in the leaders in this community that will be part of the workings to set this standard. And we thank you for this. And we praise you for this. And if you want to pray for your city, then you can one at a time unmute yourself and pray for your community, your mayor, and those that are overseeing your community.